somebody, maybe it was you, or maybe it was Madeline, the conspiracy theorist on Payday, was saying there's Chinese armies in Canada, both
on the east and the west coast. East and west coast, both. Yeah, they are. Mm-hmm. Sure, they are.
So, why are they there?
To get ready for the war.
Wow. And the war with America?
Canada. Canada.
Hmm. Canada. Why do they want with Canada?
No, they're trying to protect. No. What does it say? Look at what they're there for. They're there to protect Chinese interest in Canada.
Oh,
they don't want the United States of America to come in and take their proprietary business models. Business models, that's a nice way to say it.
Well, take their businesses, no?
Basically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Phew. So, what does the U.S. know about this?
Everything. They're watching it. Mr. Pompeo's on it like a bad habit.
Uh-huh.
Trudeau's dead. Trudeau's dead. What does he know? He don't know nothing. Canada can't even pay their own bills. They can't. Hey, not this month, darling. Do you know when Boxing Day is, Carol?
Yeah, around Christmas.
Okay, by Boxing Day this year, Canada's not going to be able to pay their pension. First time ever.
Wow, I see.
Boxing Day this year.
Yeah.
We're not, remember, we don't do time, whatever that means, blah, blah, blah. But you watch and see. And you see, everything's good. Everything's good, but they don't got their monies. They ain't got their monies. Something's gonna go bad. They got to have their monies. They're gonna pretend like they got them, but it's not gonna go through. There'll be another excuse, but it's not gonna work out.
Sue Bone called this
a little bit ago. When she believed us about
pension.
Air Canada.
She's on a pension from Air Canada. So are all the pension funds going to collapse?
Yeah. Air Canada's already collapsed. So, of course, it would. Yeah. Because that's coming from the government now. It's not from Air Canada. They're defunct.
Wow.
Remember?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we might have a lot of people living in our houses.
No. Donald Trump's got a new moratorium. He says now outlaw poverty. If you're poor, every goddamn trouble in this United States of America is about poor people. Everything's poor this, can't do that, ain't got no, can't get no, fuck all that. Get rid of the poor people. Eradicate poverty, and you will have no more trouble. Everybody can tend to themselves. They can buy their own health insurance. They can buy their own health benefits. They can buy their own active function needles. They can dry needle themselves to death if they want to. They can take care of their own world. They can create their own fields, food, and fodder. When you're doing it like that, what you got to miss? The problem is poverty. That's what we got to get shit of is poverty. So once that happens, everything else takes care of it. It's all good. If everybody had money, they could buy a Remag.
No problem. And stay healthy and work more and make more money.
Stay healthy and be functionally more appropriate. It's great.
Yeah.
They got to do something to make people look better because this high def is tearing these people up, Karen. Them some ugliest people we ever seen in life. They got pores you could drive a car.
I know. Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. It's terrible.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Funny. Okay. The next question then is, watch the interview with Kanye West.
Come back. Wait, is that? No. Yep. How about that? No. Yep. Nope. How about that?
Fine, fine.
Can you hear that?
All good.
No,
yeah.
It's terrible. It's not for me.
You're gone now. You're gone. You're still gone. You blew yourself up. It's all over. Yes.
It's all over. One doesn't work. One does work. We got to see what to make this work. Hold on. Kanye, we heard Kanye.
Yeah.
Put it two till one kicks in.
Okay, yes. Kanye. Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Kanye had a 3-hour interview with Joe Rogan. He sounds like a cool cat. Will Kanye take votes away from Trump or Biden?
No. He's not even on the ballot on most states. He's not even on the ballot on most states.
I know, but he's a write-in. He's a write-in, and I just wondered.
Bob. Bob's a write-in. Bob's a write-in, too.
I know. I showed Bob. It's so funny. So that's
He's going to be a judge. He's going to be a United States senator in Georgia. It'd be great. And a judge, a senator,
and a
judge. He can do double stuff.
God.
Oh, me?
Yeah, you, Bob. Yeah, you. Okay, so with Kanye, do you see him running in 2024?
He might not make it.
He might not be alive by then?
Correct.
Wow. Okay.
JW's got 24 deer in his backyard.
Oh, that's so. Because there's nobody shooting balls, eh? Nobody there playing golf?
Yeah, I guess, but they're always around. But there's some big old bucks, and they're just sitting in the grass is really green. And the leaves, we had a storm, blew everything through. And so they're just standing around munching on clover. It's pretty amazing.
Oh, that's wonderful. We get deer here, too. That's great. So with Kanye, should we get involved with him in some way?
No. Let the river run, darling. Let the passing fancy. He's not there. Yeah. He'll come to you, darling. It's like J.R. Bob Dobbs. We're here for the people. The people aren't here for us. You don't get involved with him. He'll come to you. It's like cognac. What is it? Cognac? No. Quinlo? No. Quanye, Quavo, Quavy, Kuvi, Kuvo.
Quavo is Quavo,
Bob,
I think.
Bob says Quivo. Bob says Queasy. Bob says Queasy. Queasy got a big rap thing going on. Queasy's scared to death. Queasy about to lose everything. He's scared to death. That's why he's talking to Bob. So they'll come to you, darling. You don't have to fetch for them.
No.
You're what's going on. You're what's going on. Let them come to you.
The one's an alien. Is there something underneath his skin? He's a different structure underneath. Does he just look like a human? Or the aliens can become humans?
You don't go to the party, so we can't really tell you because you wouldn't know. Carolyn sees people normally.
What's that mean? I see them as abnormal?
Yeah, you look at them and you look at them right in the face and say, you're ridiculous. Get away from me. Why are you here? Get away from me.
You mean
Carolyn
I would
never
see.
Do that.
I would see that he's an alien. That's what you're saying.
In two sentences, you say, "Well, you're an idiot," and you'd walk away. And but that's how you do. Like, I'm not going to waste my time wasting it on something like you. Boy.
But wait a minute. Yeah, is the person pretending they're stupid because they don't want to be found out?
See, stupidity isn't gauged that way anymore, Bob. In case you don't know.
How's it gauged?
Lewis Carroll is how they gauge it now, Bob. Do you know Lewis Carroll?
Yes, you mean that by absurdities?
You're asking by absurdities with your up talk? You sound like a listener. By absurdities? You need a little giggle to go with that. By absurdity? You know, giggle about it. Well, of course it is, Bob. Everything is absurd. Look at what they're doing. By God,
okay,
we're going to fix them niggers. We're going to go burn down Niggertown. That's what we're going to
Okay, okay,
them.
Fine,
ridiculous.
Fine. Okay, I know that.
Everything
know that.
Is ridiculous.
I'm trying to get a new direction or a new
well,
angle.
That is the direction. Same direction. Wrong story.
I mean, you can't tell what's stupid today.
Yes, you can. Every damn thing they say, do, and explain is stupid. The things that
yeah,
are important
okay.
are stupid. The things they're explaining are stupid. It's ridiculous. Doesn't even matter.
I get that.
Deserve a word.
Hey, who took Tucker Carlson's papers on the Hunter Biden stuff? That's the headlines today. Some missing papers in his possession.
Yeah, we can't say, Bob. They're saving that for better weather.
Okay. All right. Next point.
Those were his papers, and he really wasn't worthy of them. He wasn't qualified. He was trying to pimp the puffer. You know, that's not what Ezra Pound believed. That's what I know. I know what Ezra Pound believes, though. If you don't know that, you don't know nothing.
Does Ezra Pound understand what we're doing? Is that why you mentioned him? He gets it?
Yeah. He set the modality that allowed you to be. Were he not ridiculous in his constructs, you wouldn't make any sense. Annie Hall would have never occurred. Annie Hall would have never occurred.
Well, okay, that's what this guy's very good PhD on McLuhan and Pound. Pound is the key guy for McLuhan, more
no
than Lewis
contest.
Almost.
Oh, way more
okay.
than Lewis. Lewis, he would just battle with Lewis.
Yeah.
Wyndham Lewis was just the counterpart. I'm smarter than you. No, I'm smarter than you. No, I'm smarter than you. Well, I know what you know, and I know more. You know, it's ridiculous. Kind of like
okay,
you
so,
and
he
Andrew
wrote a
Crystal.
Novel about it.
You and Andrew
he,
Crystal.
Yeah,
you know.
Me and Andrew. But Lewis, he wrote a novel about his battle with McLuhan called Self-Condemned, 1954. But the
of
thing
course,
about Pound,
and there really was no battle. Because the thing with McLuhan is he really wouldn't fight with him. He's like, well, you're ridiculous. If you're fighting with me, you really are a goofball. You're fighting with me? I don't know shit. What do I know? Martin Stewart wrote everything I know. You're arguing with me? Oh, you really are lost. You're lost and undone. You better back the fuck up, bigger, because you don't know what the fuck you're talking about if you fight with me. Shit. That's because
okay.
fun.
Okay, Ted Carpenter probably understood McLuhan pretty good. He told me that the big influence was... No, wait a minute. He said the big influence was Pound. So he was right on that point.
He was.
Yeah, but he may not have understood other parts of McLuhan.
No, McLuhan didn't either. McLuhan didn't either, so it can't be too much of a disappointment.
Yeah, I'm the only guy who understood what they were trying to get to. Let's sum it up that
well,
way.
Well, you wrote, well, you know, all you did was put it in the big note that you haven't finished yet. So that's
yeah.
all good.
I put it in there. I didn't know what I put in.
So far.
So far, I didn't know what I put in, the big note from McLuhan. Okay.
Right.
The next thing. Okay. Next point. Interesting listening to Alex Jones and Joe Rogan. It's a show that was done within the last couple of days. And as the more Alex talked about what he knew, it does sound like he listens to us. He had the whole scenario.
Yeah.
Trump will win, and then there'll be, recounting of ballots and stuff. And that,
yeah.
I don't know if he took it further. But he's listening to our stuff, correct?
Yeah. That's why we had to make him off the chains. So that he wouldn't become, he was almost mainstream for a little while with the Breitbart stuff back when Bannon was really kicking. He almost became accepted. So then we had to let him have his little breakdown. His wife sued him and killing the people. And now he's selling shit. Everybody's got to buy food and put in their cellar when the war comes and get you shortwave radio so you can listen to Bob, J.R. Bob Dobbs on the radio. Because after that short wave is all that's going to be left, and we have your Persian blue radioactivity pills to take, and all this food, MREs that you're going to store. You ain't going to have no water. to mix with it. So I don't know what the fuck you're supposed to do for water if you got to, if everything's so radioactive that you got to eat his fucking food. There ain't gonna be no water. So I don't know quite how that helps it, but you spend a fortune to get 25 fucking years worth of food in a jar or something. So he was made to be outlandish. You understand that?
Yes, in the recently. Yeah, he was pushed mm-hmm. over the border. But the thing is, so he got all nutty about Sandy Hook. Some information on his nightstand made him go a little bonkers. And now he announced at the end of the show he's going to retire within a year. He's realized he's not going to be able to get back to where he was. He's going to get out of it and do something else. Correct?
Okay.
Well, what does okay mean? That
we agree.
I'm right? Or?
What happened to Glenn Beck? What happened to Glenn Beck?
Right,
the conservative
right.
voice. The conservative voice in editorials.
Okay, so you did this to Alex because he would have taken over Carol's scene somehow?
No. If he'd have made it come a little bit more, he would have gotten himself sideways because he would have been too right too often, which is almost what happened to him anyway. Now, his followers, the Roger Stone level of listener, you know what we're talking about, the Roger Stone level of listener, like at CKLN, would always tune in just to see what the comparative conversation would be. Or, you're a little crazy, Alex. We don't know where you got that. Where did you get that? Well, I got it from fill in the blank. Oh, okay. So you're not neurologically compromised. You're just a little slow. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm a little slow. But I'm right. That's all you need to know is I'm right. And I can prove it. And see the rub that goes with that? The people that are listening are going to listen anyway. See, we're trying to slow it down so that it doesn't take off. So that Alex Jones is not selling Dr. Carolyn Dean's goddamn products. That's one of the main things.
Oh, yeah. That's a good reason. Yeah, you got to keep it controlled. So he could have moved it to a bigger audience. That's a problem for Ginny.
In a second. Ginny don't. Well, she might. We won't say that. Maybe. We'll see. But. The difference between Alex Jones and Jenny Bell Sanders is Jenny Bell Sanders has got us. That's the difference.
Yeah. Okay, so he ended bringing up something he called, at the end of the show, the mRNA vaccines. Mm-hmm. 100% people, wherever that's being applied, Europe or someplace, got sick. Is this one of the bad vaccines that are coming?
It's the good vaccine, but what's going to happen is when you run out of fresh pigs to put your feet on by, when the swine flu kicks in, and those that have those antibodies or antigens or the herd immunity, however applied, once the bacterial infection grabs them, it won't let go of them.
And not even our products would help.
Well, we're going to wait and see. We would have to just say empirically, that's correct, Bob, but smut fuck, maybe somebody makes it. We'll have to see. We're pulling for them, Bob. We're pulling for them.
Right, but the point is the wave after that when Carol intervenes.
Yeah.
Correct? Yeah. Okay, so...
Yeah, that's we'd like to say that's obvious. Maybe it's not, so we'll give it to you.
Okay.
We'll give you that, Bob.
So the mRNA is important. That has something to do with RNA rather than DNA?
We don't even know.
You don't know what it is. The point is, people, it's going to mix with the antibodies and people will die from it, but people were getting sick from the vaccine anyways. 100% got sick. What is the situation there? Why?
What is sick?
They're going to beg your pardon?
You said that they got it and they got sick. What is sick?
Got unhealthy?
They
got hospitalized?
They died from the coronavirus. That'd be pretty sick.
Okay, so some of them, they died. Now, this is just a bad vaccine. It isn't the antibody dilemma that you're predicting. It's another issue. Bad vaccine, correct?
Maybe. Okay.
Well, why? Who are these stupid companies making such bad vaccines?
Stupid companies are getting paid. They're being prepaid to make hundreds of millions of doses of a medicine that's not approved and it's not healthy. They don't care. They're getting paid, Bob. Whatever. Leak it out. Leak it to Wuhan. That's what, dude.
Okay, so the people that die, do they sign forms saying, yes, I will take this. It might help me, but it might not. I got to take the consequences. Right? That's the signed form says that.
Yeah, something like that.
And are the people very naive?
It's more from a bourbon standpoint, though.
You mean if you drink bourbon, you're vulnerable?
No, that's the level of degree that they're trying to be offered, incantation, tiered levels of incredulity.
That's what bourbon means?
Yeah, bourbon, yes. And you're using this will work, no, that'll work. And then you're saying what happens when it doesn't work. That's the bourbon version of it's not the answer, but you can add bourbon to it. It might make it better.
So these people that get sucked into it, they have a naive belief in science. They think, oh, this is going to help. I'll be part of the lab and get it first. And they die. Do they have a realization before they die that they got suckered? Or they just don't know what it was and they die? And they accept it?
Maybe.
The second vaccine was called behavior modification. Are you aware of them? Behavior modification vaccines? Are you aware of those ones with that name, behavior modification? What happened?
To whom?
I'm asking. The second vaccines that Alex mentioned were called behavior modification. Are you aware of them?
Yes, of course.
Yeah, 80% got sick on those ones.
Uh-huh. The antibodies in the meat sack. So when the swine flu gets here, they're dead.
Is that just the behavior modification one rather than the mRNA?
Both.
So they're setting people up to die. Are people going to... They're not going to market these vaccines. They hurt people. And, right, they withdrew them, I assume. Or are you saying they didn't withdraw them? They're going to do it, even though people die.
They're jazzed back up on it now, Bob. It worked.
Oh, it worked at what? Killing people?
Saving people in the first tier.
They didn't get sick after a while.
Like 24 hours.
But the first times it was used, the people got sick and they died.
Okay.
That's what you... Right? Okay, I don't like that answer, but I guess you're not just saying, yeah, sure, we'll say whatever Bob says. The point is you're now changing it. The mRNA works now. People don't die. Did you say that? Did you mean that?
Okay.
What's okay mean?
It's a proper application of a word construct that would give you a nod, a phatic wink, a concertive nod, a apoplectic wave.
Yeah, you know,
the Nippian sector.
I don't know what that. Yeah, I don't know what that means. So I'm just asking.
Manipian satire. You know what that means?
I don't know what that is. I'm a Veronian satirist. I'm not a Manipian. I'm Veronian. That's named after Vero, V-A-R-R-O. Okay? Just a little scholarship for you. I know you knew Vero.
Well, you know, it's amazing. It's so amazing that the scholarly ones don't know so much these days. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm king of the hill. So the...
Yeah, we saw that show.
Okay, so we start off saying the mRNA killed people. Now you're saying the later ones who got it, they survived somehow. They didn't get sick. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
So now it'll be applied to people. It'll mix with the virus, the bacteria already in them. No, the antibodies, and they're doomed.
Correct.
They'll be exiting. Okay. Is Trump unaware of that? He just wants to get a vaccine as soon as possible.
He's going to be the viceroy, and after that, he don't care. He says people die every day. A lot of Democrats listen to, so whatever. He don't care.
Okay. Is he going to win on? Is he going to win on Tuesday?
No.
Okay. Is Biden going to win?
Oh no. No, certainly not.
There'll be a screw up in the counting, or it won't. Nobody will know.
It'll all be the contesting will be contested. You know how they do. It'll go on.
So we won't get an inkling on Tuesday night of Trump getting 49 states.
You'll get an inkling, but it won't be satisfied. There'll be questions. Even if he says, I won. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Yes, I ain't. No, I ain't. Yes, you are. No, you're not. Yes, I can. No, you can't. Then go on. And then, of course, Jake Tapper will have a nervous breakdown, but that kind of goes with the course, doesn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Listen to this, Ian. Joe Rogan and his buddies. People are the people who think they have access. They want to get on a show to watch this collision, and so it's going to be exciting. Will it be? Should I cut off tailgate early so I can watch it on Joe, or you think you might present something more interesting on our show? Or
we don't care. We do. Baby, you do what you want to do. It's okay, whatever. They if it's interesting, they can put it on and listen to you too. It's fine. So put it on. Play Joe Rogan on your show. It's okay. We'll play too. It's all good. We don't care.
Are you going to hang around and comment, or will it just be a clusterfuck and undecided, nothing to say?
Well, we can blow it as we go. It's all good if you want to. We're good. We're jiggy. We fuck with you. We fuck with you, Bob. This is your opportunity. You have to show up for your audience because this is where people start proving. They're going to prove your point. But whatever outside Jodico, Zydeco condition you apply will be the fun counter Zappa condition that you're going to be trying to prove.
I'm going to try to prove that I was right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Kanye...
Or validate it. You can't prove it, but you can validate it.
Okay. Kanye was interviewed by Joe Rogan, and he had this idea that, I'm pretty knowledgeable. We can have regular medicine, but we also bring in alternative medicine or homeopathic medicine. Now, I'd say a lot of Americans have that vision. They understand we should have a little more choice in our options in the doctor's office than just drugs and surgery. So they think Carolyn's saying that, and they like Carolyn promoting that view. But our medicine is very different on a whole other level. And the alternative medicine is actually not any good anymore. Veganism has no nutrition.
In essence, that's not perfect words, but they're really good.
Well, what I'm saying is there's a new level to talk about the importance of ionic medicine or Carolyn's approach, the mineral element and the pico size.
Yeah, well, That's the same thing we do. That we'll take modern medicine and prove the lyrics to the song Melancholy Baby. So you got to take the inside outside. You got to wrap it because it doesn't just take one side. It's all emotional. Medicine is emotional. Okay? Emotion is medicine. okay, how it, the body embraces soap, a surfactant, has to do with the condition of the body that's being applied to. So you can't just say one is this or drink water and that'll cure you. What if you're weak as water? You can't do that. But many people do just that. They wash themselves. Naaman washed himself and healed himself from the plague. See? So, you know, after you blow with it just a little while, you go, well, fuck yeah, okay, why not? That's the rub.
So
that's what you're talking about.
The emotional, when you talk about conditioned responses, that involves emotion, the inner kingdom?
You have to marry them. You have to marry them or, it will be, or you'll be too clever about hats. You'll give them chemotherapy and it'll kill them. Otherwise, if you could tell them jokes, if they could watch the Three Stooges and take chemotherapy, they might live.
What are the both within the phrase conditioned response? You have to take both.
Every aspect. The physical, the emotional, the spiritual, the carnal, the esoteric, the sublime, the ecstasy, and the agony. You have to include all those ratios and perspectives in order for it to be consistently embraceable.
Would you take some of those terms you just made an inventory of and put them into the middle kingdom, not the emotional inner kingdom?
That is correct. That's correct, because you're not sick in the inner kingdom. You're sick in the middle kingdom.
And when you say the spiritual, you have the emotional, the physical, and the spiritual. The spiritual in the middle kingdom as a category?
Yes, but you're getting just a tiny little bit ahead of yourself. Carolyn would say there's a lot of people that are running around sick and they don't know it. Okay? They're sick and they don't know it. So do they suffer from their illness if they don't know it? If it never presents, is it a problem? See, that's the emotional part, Bob. That's the spirit, hyper-spiritual part. Because if you're sick and you don't know you're sick and you got no signals and you got no trouble and you don't die, well, fuck, I'll have that disease. I'll take two of those. It's perfectly all right. You see?
Yes.
See the rub?
Okay.
But
yep.
If you're going along, and then fall over dead, there's the trouble. Yeah, there's the problem, you see.
Good. Yeah, now, a lot of Americans, like a person I know says, 70% of Americans don't vote. They don't take it seriously. There's a lot of people educated. They know a bit about alternatives of this and that. They might read a little utopian literature. They might read Catholic theology or something. They get sophisticated conceptually, and they recognize most of the political discussion is absurd. I would say these people have the correct non-ideology. They know not to have an ideology. Isn't that a common, quite a widespread condition? Widespread mental attitude of Americans. They're not running around, you know.
You're applying the wit and wisdom of George Carlin.
Yeah, say the George Carlin attitude. They find most things are pretty ridiculous. They don't go making it all hysterical and start burning down statues and stuff, or they don't overreact and stock up on guns. They're quite balanced. They wouldn't know what to do with Bob and I and them. They're not ready for that, but they could be. But
well,
many of them
George Carlin would only burn statues if he had the contract to replace the said burnt statues.
With his own
statues? Yeah, no. Like, if he had a contract to replace any statues that were an insurance policy that said, if any statues get burned up, I'll get paid to replace them, then he would become the anarchist that would want to burn down all the statues because he was the one getting paid to replace them. It would go like that.
I get that, but what would he replace them with, statues of himself?
The same thing that was there. If they destroyed Robert E. Lee, they put Robert E. Lee back.
And he'd do that because he'd get the profit from it. He'd get paid?
Yes.
Doing
correct.
It? So you're saying a lot. You're saying a lot of people are what I'm calling balanced, moderate, because they're only living. They know money is the main thing that runs the world. So they are practical.
Makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around.
So the non,
Liza Minnelli
the
said
non,
that.
Yeah. The correct non-ideology is someone accepting the medium as the message. In this case, for most people, the medium is money. If it makes money, you're surviving. You're practical. You're a success.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying. Okay.
That's what,
that
no,
the,
that's not what we're saying. That's what the world prescribes. We know better. But that's what they say is based on. See, until you became a fucking trillionaire, nobody gave a fuck what you had to say. And now since you're, quote, quote, a trillionaire, now they want to get all up in your Kool-Aid. It's ridiculous.
That's right.
What
that's
does a trillion dollars, what does a trillion dollars have to do whether you have something valid to say or not? If you did or you didn't, the most ridiculous people, hey, Jack Dorsey's got $1 trillion, and who the fuck's listening to him?
Excellent. Okay.
That was good, dude. You did good on that one, Bob. That's a good. That was a good point. Coup de grace. That was a coup de grace, Bob. You did good.
Thank you. Another thing they talked about was Element 115.
Tuesday.
Joe Rogan and Alex Jones. Joe Rogan, Alex Jones. Thanks for making me specify the they.
Mm-hmm.
They talked about element 115. Is that a fictional term, or is it an actual element on the periodic table?
No, we don't. That doesn't make any. That's the difference between truth and facts, Bob. Whether it's on the periodic table, now you've messed up. Is it truly an elemental thing or an element itself? Yes, it is. Is it important? Yes, it is. Is it embraced by every scientist? Not yet.
Okay, so apparently it can maybe bend the gravity or space. Does element 115 do that?
No. What happens is when the field, the electromagnetic field, is breached, then it allows that conductivity to appear to cease the gravitational hold. So it becomes, what you say, how you say, lighter than air? Okay, you say it like that. We go, yeah, lighter than air. That's the way to say it.
Is Michelle Obama a man with a penis?
No.
So that story doesn't hold water. She's a bona fide woman.
Okay. Correct. Men couldn't be that strong. She's very strong.
Is she still the original Michelle, or was she murdered and replaced by a clone or double?
Catchy theme.
What? Catchy theme?
Well, it's a catchy theme. We'll have to wait. Let's wait and see about that, Bob.
Right. Now, when you say that Justin Trudeau is murdered and now a clone, is that a clone made by Otto von Habsburg?
Otto made some good ones, but no, they're better. There's better soup stirrers in the soup making business today, Bob.
Are they unknown people, like secret, or well-known people running them?
What is that? What does that mean, Bob?
Well, it makes two things there. The people that are making the clones and then the people who are running them. But are either of them involve people who are well-known, like Otto von Habsburg was?
Sure, why not? We don't care.
You don't want to reveal who they are?
No, we're not going to right now because it becomes too much, you know.
Yeah, it's too hot. So there are better people making clones.
It's a cool medium, Bob.
Yes, and so there are not better people. There are people making better clones today, and they're open for business.
Yes.
Okay.
Does it involve aliens?
Alien people doing this?
Certainly may.
They could do it. Okay. Out there in space, there's different foreign body worlds and civilizations. Are some of them good or harmonious with Earth, and others are bad?
It's relative.
It's all relative. Depends on how we do with them, how they do with us.
Well, it depends on what you want. See, Carolyn can stomp around there and make the angels do whatever she wants, but what if she makes them do something and she changes her mind? It ain't going to undo it.
Yes, and the people who voted already and now want to change their vote, nobody's going to respond to that request.
In certain states, they certainly can. You can do that in certain states. You certainly may. There's rules. Google it.
Okay, good. All right, so that'll give Trump some more votes. The majority of them voted for Biden.
He's not looking for any.
Again, we don't have to get into this vote thing because the tech buyer is going to determine the outcome. And so, so what stands is the biblical prophecy that the next few years involves Trump battling with the deep swamp and managing the civil war and all these things that are coming forth were all scripted ahead of times by me and my associates. And that's why Trump is going to be in charge.
In that great getting up morning, fare thee well.
So many, if you've got the second wave and the third wave and civil war problems, how does one
in the microwave become a, and the microwave, don't forget the microwave.
What's that? The Earth?
No, you were talking about the first wave, second wave. We were cheekily talking about the microwave, like the oven.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So I'm saying that's what the Earth becomes, a microwave. I think you said that recently.
Yeah. Yeah, we were being that's once the EMP field. EMP happens the field, electromagnetic field ceases.
Right. The viceroy position Trump's going to end up in, is that due to a change in the United States after the Constitutional Convention?
We'll have to see.
So he becomes viceroy.
Not a shit. Not a shit in the inbox lately, Bob. You need to start answering your emails better.
I do. I answer all of them. So
let me ask you this. Okay. Kanye is a rip rapper. Okay, that's how he got into it, right?
Yeah.
He made Christian songs saying fuck you and Jesus suck my dick, and he made Christian albums like that. You know, he was real good at it. So the point is who was Kanye West before he hooked up with the Kardashians? Who was he?
Nobody.
Where'd he come from? Does he have a pedigree? Was he straight out of Compton?
Listen,
was he straight out of Compton?
I think he had a Black Panther parent, and those people have status in the Black community.
But it didn't make him anything.
Well, so he suddenly became something because someone else found him.
Well, It's borrowed. The only one that got it right was Tupac, and they killed him. But and Snoop Dogg, we like Snoop Dogg because he was just a stoner. Snoop Dogg said, "Man, I ain't nothing. If you ain't know me," he took your and Marshall McLuhan's standard of saying, "Hey, if you ain't know me, you messed up because I don't know nothing. I don't know who I am. Why am I? I don't know who you are. I don't know what this is all about. Are we having a conversation here? I'm confused. I'm going to get high. I don't care about anything else." So that position is clean and effectively honest. Okay? And if you can go at it like that, great. But no, what you have to have is you have these jackballs running around telling you how they this and they that, and they beefing this and they beefing that. And then that the rappers get pissed off at it, and they go bust a cap in each other's ass and start killing each other. What kind of industry? The trillionaire club. Oh, yeah, there's the one. I got a trillion. You got a trillion. Well, I'm going to kill your ass, and now I'm the only one somebody left that's got a trillion, so that makes me better than you because I bust a cap in your ass, and we through with this shit. You see, that's the whole that's why we comment. We're not being mean. We're being sincere, but we're not being mean. We mean it, but we don't mean it bad.
What do you call it? He said, that's what we call it. What?
That's a subculture. It's a subculture. And that's not appropriate because that's not nice. We're not putting them in a box that they put themselves in. Hear that? We're not putting them in a box that they, rappers, put themselves in. Yeah.
Right, but when you brought the word subculture 3 or 4 years ago, we finally got a definition or an example is the rap industry. That's a subculture, as you mentioned.
Outcome. And
is there something you want to talk about that we didn't evoke that you want heard in the sound bites on the show for the audience? Is there something that I didn't bring up?
It's time to note no time. It's time to qualify the subjunctive. Do you know what the subjunctive means, Buck? Subjunctive.
Well, that gets into the past proved perfect stuff.
Maybe. But we're not really conjugating verbs. The subjunctive tense is one thing. But we're talking about the subjunctive condition. Now, Bert's doing brilliant with this, and we're going to go into that full balls deep. We're going deep, Bob. We're going deep. You better get that Astro Glide. We're going all the way up in there. The tight spot, we're going to lay that out. We're going to lay that out perfectly so that folks that are wishy-washy can find a place of solace or a place of peace so that they're finally either going to embrace this condition called ascension or they're going to quietly be relieved to let it go. They're going to quietly be relieved to let it go. They're either going to embrace it and come into a place of ascension, or they're going to be quietly relieved to let it go. We're not going to put them in a bad spot. We're not going to gold them. We're not gouging them. We don't care. Do what you do. We don't care. But we're going to make it where they got an easy out. You want it? Come on. You don't want it? We understand. Perfectly understood. Love you, love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. Happy, 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 dead. Okay, good. Let it go. That's a good thing. Yep.
Okay, so those that are interested in it and embrace it, what is it that they're embracing? They like to call it ascension, but what actually is it?
Let's don't call it ascension. Let's call it real power. Let's call it real power. Real power, not play power, not pretend power, not almost power, not sort of power, things that rocks worlds.
Well, that would be
get
the
right
to
power,
raise the,
when you get there,
to raise the dead.
To raise the dead. To raise the dead or have a conversation. Some numbnut, third whack, tip-toed, peep-toed, slack-jawed motherfucker going to question you and your position? Oh, yeah? That's not very smart. They wouldn't do that. Don't poke the bear. Don't poke the bear. Or no, what is it we tell you, Bob? Bob! Do not pet the rattlesnakes. They don't like it. Do not pet the rattlesnakes. They're not fond of being petted. Don't do it. So you bring these people into your environment, and then you expose yourself, and then they get to have an opinion or their own little superfluous epiphany regarding you and who you are and what you are and what you do and what you're responsible for and what you've engaged and how old you are and where you've come to this kind of compositional place that you get to decide how it all goes. The very idea. The very idea.
But you were saying that's an I and not goes through that. their challenge.
But soon it's going to happen. It's going to be easy. Are you a God? Yes or no? If you are, let's talk. If you're not, we're going to send the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man to your house and set it on fire and let it burn you to death. It'll be great. You'll love it.
Okay. Right.
Nice. That's nice.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
You got enough. You're going to have to listen to all this shit. You know that, right?
Yep. I have to edit out most of it.
At least 4 hours of it anyway, right?
Yes. Yes.
Happy
days. Okay.
Happy days.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, more than you're worth.
What's that mean? What does that mean?
Look it up. Look it up.
No.
You're welcome more than you're worth. Your worth means something, and you're welcome more than that worth is. So you must be very welcome.
Oh, that's nice. Okay, thank you very much.
Happy day.
All right. Yep. Yeah.